Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, UFOs, Bigfoot, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
I do this for everybody that still has more vinyl records than they do CDs. I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over at least a dozen times or more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, and another to spare. And that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, the Dead and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe when he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. And that dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in the airport line. In one bag I had all my clothes, and the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. But I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe when he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hall's, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and a Roseanne Cash. I got T-Birds, Yardbirds, Sam and Dave, Forbert, Fromm, Holt, Stevie Ray, and if you're one of the 12 or 13 people that bought my third album, you might have figured out already that I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old stack of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Yeah, baby.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're did back. You organize the coffee run?
No, I went. Done? No, I went and got it from the other place.
I thought we were getting coffee.
That machine had an issue, so I had to redo it. We'll get to that in a minute.
Send the guy. Did you send the guy?
No, I couldn't find him. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom
maybe
program.
He's already there.
We're live. Really, we're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. There's Christy. That's Chick McGee.
Your mom.
Thank you very much. There's Josh. That's Ace Cosby, our engineer. Ace, of course, is not just an engineer. He's very well known throughout the world for, of course, the famous Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that.
Which
Ace Cosby.
Oh,
out of nowhere.
This is a joke.
Are you joking?
This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
More educational. You know, like, you know how to fix a broken tuba?
No, how?
A tuba glue.
Tuba glue.
That is so awful.
It really is.
I think that's a solid joke, Ace. Has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
First of all, it's a tube of glue.
Well,
one delivers in the vernacular. Which is at least 80% of any quality act, I think. The
attitude.
There we go. Welcome back to the program. Thank you very much, Ace. That was a thoughtful and compelling joke. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. And Mr. Pat Godwin is here with us for now.
For the time being, yes.
Pat has been in and out of the hospital with some mysterious illness, and he's having some extensive tests today. They're going to inject you with
some kind of nuclear dye.
I'm going to feel just a little bad when they find out it's something horrible.
Me too.
Okay, just a little bit.
I mean,
that would
feel horrible.
Suck the fun out of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of the laughs.
On
so
we're hoping it's
chuckling.
We're hoping
I'm
it's like
okay.
Hemorrhoids. You know,
something
hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
something silly. Yeah.
Hemorrhoids are really funny until you get them. That's my philosophy on that. I've never had them, but I'm guessing it's no fun.
Maybe some Hep C. How about that?
What?
No.
Okay, so but you're going back for another big test. Did you get rid of all your? You can't have any.
Yeah, no, I haven't anything since 6:15.
But you did have a giant cup of coffee.
Yes, I did. Shut up. Okay, they're listening.
Well, you're supposed to bring me some. You walk in with this venti giant coffee. Sorry, I didn't get any for you.
I got to my car without a dime at 5 a.m. I apologize.
So how'd you get the coffee that you had?
Well, I had some money for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you had like $2 or $3?
I had $3.
How do you leave your home, well, his home, without money? How do you do that?
Keyword, his home. How do you think I live?
I don't have money.
Things aren't good.
You could have. Why didn't you get that big coffee and just pour half of it into a cup for me?
What?
I'm drinking this swill.
Pat, you've been through hell the last week. You treat yourself to a nice venti coffee.
Exactly.
Don't worry about any of it.
How do you people leave your homes without cash money?
I have no cash money.
I have just used
every
a
day
card.
I have $750 on me. No matter
don't you have the app on your phone?
Starbucks app.
Get the
an app.
App. Grow up. Be a man.
I always have cash, but yesterday I had Tom's handyman, Greg, came over to the house to look at my...
Oh, did he? Did he? You guys have a good time?
Yeah, I texted him. Said, hey,
come
can
over
you...
and look at my deck.
I texted him,
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I said, can you look at my garbage disposal? He said, oh, I'll be right over.
Oh,
right over.
Right over.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he came over yesterday.
Son of a bitch.
He did. He fixed it in 2 minutes.
And
he looked at me and I go, what do I owe you? And he goes, I feel bad charging you. There was only 2 minutes. I go, man, your time's worth something. Let me give you some. He goes, $20. I go, okay. Can I write you a check? I didn't have any cash on
I wouldn't have $20.
So he didn't want to be paid, and I insisted.
You guys don't have a strong box.
I had to give him a
safe.
No.
You don't have any of these things?
What do you need cash for?
You don't have an armed guard at your home? All right. Go ahead. You know, live your lives.
There are some places that won't take cash anymore.
You don't have gold bars in your home?
Gold bar?
I always carry
cash.
You don't carry cash?
It's a good thing you have that security system.
When the game, when the game ends and we're on the back to the gold system and bartering, you people are going to... after coming to me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's just what I want. That'll be handy.
It'll be you, me,
all
and
I wanted, all I wanted was a small cup of coffee, but all I have is Chick's gold bar.
Gold bar.
Chick, me, and William Devane will be sitting high on thrones.
You're right. We'll have our all figured out.
Are
you
those
guys
commercials still on?
Living like animals.
Yes. Yeah.
God, I love those.
What do you mean, are they still on? Of course. William Devane's a national treasure.
I love William Devane.
I do, too.
Right, he is.
Great portrayal of JFK.
Here we go. The Missiles of October, which was in 1960 something.
No, 70
something. Oh, I've not seen it.
The movie,
yes.
Yeah, it's great. He's great. He's a great Kennedy.
He was all right. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie, how are you?
Good, but if you guys don't have cash, I'm going to have to scratch you off the list as potential buyers for my boat.
You won't take a check?
I'm only cash. What am I going to do? Swipe a credit card, run it up the crack your ass, Tom?
Oh, sir.
Approval in 2 days?
My credit's good, Donnie. I guess I got to go get
cash.
Cash
only. I'm just like Dillard's. I was calling you guys because it's fantasy football time again.
Yeah. You got a team?
I thought Chick was going to hit the music. It's fantasy football time again.
There you go. There you go, baby.
Thanks, Chick. Well, before I get to my draft picks,
louder.
Let's just get it out there. I'm sure you've heard that one murderer, O.J. Simpson, he ain't too happy with his fantasy team.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, he drafted Andrew Luck and Antonio Browns. Yeah, that's what you get, Dick. Maybe he should have not murdered them people.
Yeah,
I swear to God. You know? Actually, the only thing that makes me happy about Andrew Luck's retirement is the fact that he screwed you over, O.J.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people's opinions of O.J. sunk so low, he should be legally forced to change his name to Sonny D.
He's not O.J.'s not good enough.
calling him OJ Josh is an insult to real orange juice.
Exactly, yes.
That's what I mean. Is really crappy.
Yes.
Right, okay, I see your
the
point.
Orange juice lobby.
OJ, you say you're still out looking for the real killer? Because every time I see you posting online, you're at some bar shoveling food in your fat face like you're headed back to jail tomorrow. Swear to God. You got a tip that the murderer dude who killed Ron and Nicole likes fried pickles and Mick Ultra?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot
tip. Better put up the crime scene tape again. Anyways, we had our fantasy football draft last week at the banquet room at Sizzler's.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
We got a 12-man fantasy league. Well, one of our 12 is a chick this year, but she likes chicks. So she's like a dude, but with a huge rack.
Okay.
So she's sort of got first cousin then. Anyways, I like to mess with people's heads when I'm doing my fantasy draft. You know, free tip from Donnie Baker, be diabolical that way. So my first pick this year, I went with a kicker.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, most people normally pick a quarterback or wide receiver on the first pick.
Right.
Not me. By going with a kicker, I get in my buddy's psyche. You know, they're all like, what does Donnie know that we don't? And my second round pick, I took a bye. I passed.
Oh, really? Wow, that's bold.
Just like an Uno, you know, skip.
That's right. Pick.
Made that Miyagi face. Mm-hmm. Then a third and fourth rounds, I picked two more kickers.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Well,
now I'm really in their heads like Son of Sam's. Sixth round, I picked Andrew Luck just in case he has a change of heart about things.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Hey, can I interrupt?
I couldn't do it, but I wrote him in, Tom, just like Ron Paul.
Okay, you know? Great idea. Hey, listen, Donnie, the best part of the fantasy football is the name. What's the name of your fantasy team?
Well, since my team's going to be soaring high this year, Tom, I went with the Mud Falcons.
Oh, perfect.
That's nice.
Last year, of course, I was TDs and beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Year before that, I was the Golden Tates, I think. Golden Tates.
The Golden Tates, in honor of the great Golden Tate. Okay.
Oh, my buddy Cinnabon, he's a big Saints fan. His name this year is going to be Breezes, King of the Drews.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's solid.
Oh, you like that?
King of the Drews.
Breezes, King of the Drews?
I like it very
much. Nice.
Sounds a little sax religious, if you ask me.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't look Drewish.
Well, before that, his team was, they call me the Breeze.
Yeah.
Which was cool till he started streaking through the Old Country Buffet. That's why they had to move the draft back to Sizzlers.
Oh, I see.
And personally, I would have gone with Pimpin' Ain't Breezy. Snoop it up.
Yeah.
Some of the other team names in my league this year are Mahomes Alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, she went with Saving Matt Ryan. Of course, Dusty went with Raiders of the Lost Yards.
Sorry, Ace.
Our boy Ron John, not that Ron John.
The Ron John?
No, it's a different. He's a diehard Coats and Star Wars fan, so his team name is Obi-Wan Jacobies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a good one.
These aren't the wins we're looking for. Maybe next year I can join OJ's fantasy league. That'd be sweet. I'd name my team something like To the Broncos or You're Guilty, Mahomes. Swear to God. Oh, and my cousin Lonnie, he offered me $50 to draft OJ, just like I did Luck. Right, him in. Then Ricky Mooner offered to double it. That's $100.
Yeah.
I'll make a hundo last 2 or 3 months. I said, Lonnie, you want me to take OJ? I'd rather have Lieutenant Dan as my fourth kicker than take that kicker. Swear to God. I gotta go.
All right. See you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie. That was helpful. Well, we turn this way, and I see Christy Lee. Christy.
Well, hello, Tom. The existence of extraterrestrial unidentified flying objects, one of the longest enduring conspiracy theories in history.
Sure, sure.
And there's a new survey, Josh, that shows almost 2/3 of Americans believe the federal government knows more about UFOs than they're saying.
Of course. I'm one of those 2/3.
Gallup said researchers discovered 68% of respondents answered yes when asked whether the U.S. government knows more about UFOs than they're telling us. 29% said no.
Ah. Head in the sand.
Don't you think?
That's right.
Someone would have coughed up the information.
See, this they is do. Always your argument. Yeah.
There have been plenty of whistleblowers, but they're either silenced.
And you don't believe it when you hear it.
Right. Or they're scoffed at like you.
Like you.
So you don't, you don't think one of the presidents would have given up the info?
I can think of one. I can think of one that might.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I think they have a whole two or three alien families, and they're
many UFOs.
But maybe they
being observed.
Maybe the people in the know that, so they've kept it from him.
You think somebody from our planet invented the iPhone? I don't think so. No.
Really?
Never happened.
It depends on what happens with his iPhone 11. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
No, and there's good reason why they're not making it all that public. The public maybe can't handle the truth about UFOs.
It's true.
No one can keep
it. See, that's the other argument.
Jack Nicholson taught us that.
If you heard the truth about aliens, Kennedy assassination, would you believe it?
Right.
You can't handle the truth.
So what was the percentage of people...
Your mind couldn't handle it.
...that think that the government's holding back information?
68%.
No, I don't buy it.
It's for our own good.
You don't buy the poll?
No, I buy the poll. I mean, there's never been a limit on the number of morons that are out there.
Wow. What would you do if you the scientist came forward and said, it's at 2:35 Eastern this afternoon, the sun's going to engulf the Earth and fry our planet and all life ends? What would you do?
What time?
2:35 this afternoon.
I can't. I got a conference call today at 3.
Well, no, you won't, because at 2:35, it's going to be
dumb. I hate conference calls, so it's a win-win.
So you're happy. All right.
This is the replacement for the one yesterday that I waited all.
I guess my question is, in your case, Tom, who would you pick to tell what to do in the last hours of your life?
Okay. Well, fine. I just think that the notion that anyone can keep a secret, I think, is you're kidding yourself.
Well, you're kidding yourself if you think the government doesn't silence people.
Okay. At that level.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, how many people have been through the current administration? 600?
Not everybody's privy to this info.
And they're all writing books.
That's right.
They're all writing books. Not one of them is going to cough up the...
You don't think average people can keep a secret?
That's correct.
Wow.
Especially in Washington, D.C.
That's interesting.
I still think it's possible.
I think there are plenty of smoke screens out there to distract some of those people. Okay.
You can believe. You also believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
That's right.
I like to believe.
Bigfoot.
Yes.
You believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah, I like to believe in all
that stuff. That's because that makes life easier for you.
No, it makes it more interesting.
This way, random events
can't
take place.
You think this has something to do with his mortality?
I totally believe in randomness, but I like to believe in these
things. Like everyone with the Kennedy assassination. They go, oh, well, there
six
can't
people.
Be.
One of them had the French.
One guy, gun. Read about it. Do your homework.
Over the weekend, I saw a Bigfoot.
You did?
Yes. And I was stunned that he was only about 5 feet tall. Well, I always thought a Bigfoot was a lot taller than
way
that.
Way taller. I think you may have been duped here.
There was a...
Wouldn't there be Bigfoot midgets?
Little people.
They like to be called keepers of the forest.
It was literally a statue in someone's yard.
Okay.
Someone has chosen...
Wait a minute. Hold it.
You're hanging out with some classy people.
The one thing I'm missing from the compound is a Bigfoot statue.
I was driving.
Is he walking? Is he exactly. Yeah.
And it looks like he's coming out of the bushes.
Oh, listen. He's
sniffing around, yeah.
It looked like he was coming out of the bushes. It was in the person's yard I was driving by. I'm not joking. And I thought, wow, I always thought Bigfoot was taller.
You know, there are, Josh will back me up if you don't believe me, there are erotic adventures of Bigfoot.
That's right, yeah.
Books.
And regular. Yeah.
Bigfoot porn.
And normal. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's just one more thing when I woke up this morning I was glad I wasn't into.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
Oh, on that note, did you see where the last peep show in Vegas closed?
Did it really?
Yeah. The last one.
Oh, boy.
Here he is, right here. $145 I can get
you. So right now somebody's hanging up the mop, huh?
Yep. They're hanging up the mop.
No more cleaning up around here. It's
we're going to do a DNA test on it and see how many millions of different men.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.